Blog Talk Radio.
I always speak before that happens. Hello, people. Thank you so much for tuning in live to FOS Radio. I'm your host, Tori, and I'm here with my co-host.
Hello, everybody. It's Pepper Lynn.
Okay, people, it's been a minute, but we're here live for just a few moments. We wanted to jump on because, as you know, currently right now around the country, primaries are going on for the 2016 election that will be coming up in November. And right now it's crucial that people get out and vote because we are now trying to find out who will be the presidential nominees for the Republican and Democratic Party. Now, before we jump into all of that and what's been going on, just want to also say Happy New Year, because this is the first show.
Oh, wow.
First show in 2016, and we're excited, as always, when we have a presidential election coming up, and it's really great to get engaged and to also to just encourage people to get out and let their voice be heard. If you're familiar with FOS Radio, which is Freedom of Speech Radio, thank you very much, then you're aware that we do like to talk politics here on FOS Radio, especially during the time of elections. Now, moving forward, we're just jumping on really quickly because tomorrow, March 15th, there are going to be five primaries going on in five different states. And North Carolina, our state, hello, is going to be one of the five that will be having the primaries. So we want to encourage people in North Carolina to go vote.
Vote, people.
Mm-hmm. Encourage them. So the thing
I encourage you to vote.
Oh, no. No, I mean in general.
I know what you're saying. I'm just
in general.
I'm just being
flippant.
Yeah.
Okay, but folks, this is the breakdown. Now, the title of this particular show is Anything But Trump. Okay, and basically, this is because in this show, we just want to encourage people in North Carolina, as well as the other four states tomorrow that are having their primaries, and continuing on for people to understand that this is not funny anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump right now, right now, in the beginning, it was sort of like a joke, like, okay, yeah, Donald Trump, yeah, running for president.
Really?
Really.
Right.
You know, he's done it before. He didn't get far. But this man is looking to likely be the Republican presidential nominee going into the election in November. He's doing great in most states. Now, let's break down, first of all, which states are going to be having their primaries tomorrow. Okay, there are going to be five states tomorrow that will be having their primaries, and that's Illinois, Missouri, Ohio, North Carolina, and Florida. Okay, so those are the five states that are going to be having their primaries. Now, the political, you know, big wigs, political consultants, and commentators, whatever have you, they're saying that Bernie Sanders looked to be doing very well in Illinois, Missouri, and Ohio, competing very well with Hillary Clinton. And Clinton seems to be doing very well in North Carolina and Florida.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, we'll see what the end result will be tomorrow. But again, want to stress for North Carolinians and other people, please use common sense. Donald Trump has become so divisive in our country. His rhetoric has caused riots. I call them riots.
Mm-hmm.
Violent supporters of Trump are lashing out at people who are not supporters of Trump.
Right.
People are getting punched in the face at his rallies, and he is encouraging this.
Yeah.
I would have more respect for Trump if he would denounce this type of behavior at his rallies, but he doesn't. He encourages
No,
it.
I would think more of him if he would not allow these type things. And it's like he's the bully. He's pushing it. Get him out. And it's like whatever it takes, and punching whatever. And that's not a good look. I know other countries are laughing at us.
They are. Yeah. They're looking at the United States.
Like, what fools.
Okay. Mm. And, I mean, And you have people all over the country. They are. If you can go to the message boards and the different articles, people say, what the hell is wrong with Americans? Like, what the hell are y'all doing? And you have leaders from other countries like, oh, my God. Like, it's an embarrassment. But it also shows how much in a shambles the Republican Party is. If this is what you have to offer, Donald Trump is what you have to offer, then something is very bad. Now, I will say this, though. If Trump is the Republican presidential nominee, that bodes well for whoever the Democratic presidential nominee is, because be it Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton, hopefully Hillary Clinton, they will have a better chance at winning.
Right.
I'm sorry, people. I am not going to believe that it is that many people that will vote Donald Trump into office.
That intelligent to see how this man is rumbling and rambling around, pushing his mouth out like a little 2-year-old when he doesn't get his way, and causing more confusion rather than toning things down. People are more apt to listen to you if you did not let this buffoonery go on.
Exactly.
Yes, and I applaud you as a businessman. I hear you do well, whatever your genre is, and that's fine. But as president of these here United States of America, we don't have time for jokes. And ain't nobody going around with their mouth stuck out. First country, whoever you get angry with, and first thing you do is that finger red here for the red button. Hell no.
Exactly. Donald Trump is just not presidential.
He's not presidential material,
and he's not professional.
He gets in his feelings like a child.
He does.
And his little minions hang right with him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the poor white ones don't know. They out there, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's not for you. No, he's not. Your little ass gonna be hanging out there on the limb, too.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's true.
Okay, people.
I mean, really, that's how I feel.
Exactly. I agree with you, Mother.
I have never seen such clownness in all my life.
It's straight buffoonery.
I have never seen anything like this in all my life.
No.
And, I mean, ugh.
And his ego continues to get bigger and bigger and implode. And then for him to compare his dick size on national television. This is not presidential.
I mean,
could you imagine if President Obama was up there? Like, we know, but we know he packing.
Oh, no, but if he done something like that, I mean, oh, they'd be ready to bury him.
Okay, you know.
But with that walk he got, hey.
Hello. Okay.
Hey.
But it's just the fact that, you know, people have to understand the world is watching. But more so than that, we need to be concerned with our own country. We need to be concerned about what's going on. And if anyone, please, I implore you to just go and pull up the last several debates that the Republicans have had. It's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment to our country, and it's an embarrassment to how the leaders of this particular party are acting and have the audacity to actually be trying to run for the highest office in the land. And this is how you're acting. They were acting worse than kindergartens on the playground, and it's really sad. These people are grown-ass men.
It's my time to swing. No, you have to swing already, yeah. Donald. Well, I want to swing.
Okay. And it's just really crazy. So what we're going to do, let's just break down some little information for you. I, again, just want to stress, North Carolina, please, people, use your common sense. I would hope that even some Republicans would be so fed up with the rhetoric and the divisiveness that has been put forth out there by these Republican candidates that you would vote for Hillary Clinton. Or Bernie Sanders, whatever.
Hopefully.
But I am supporting Hillary Clinton. I really hope that Hillary Clinton wins the nomination. Bernie Sanders, in the beginning, I was happy that we had two folks that seemed to be similar on the ways of what they wanted to do and the policies and whatnot. but I always knew that I was going to support Hillary Clinton for president. But I was happy that our two candidates were not out there acting like crazy buffoons and animals.
No, they
and
weren't.
And inciting race wars and creating a atmosphere that was pure evil,
no,
pure were. Hatred. Mm-hmm. And it was so... I mean, to make a old white man feel so comfortable to just reach out and punch a young black man because he felt that he had that right to do that, even though the young man was not doing anything that would put that man in jeopardy or make that man feel like his life was in danger. And he reached out and he just punched that young man while they were in North Carolina. And thankfully, because he was so stupid anyway, ignorant, he got on camera and he was boasting about what he did. And that's why his ass got arrested. So you, I hope you're having fun. I hope he's having fun locked up and the boys are having fun with you.
No.
But, you know, I just have to say that the big, huge thing that happened in Chicago, give it up to Chicago. You know, President Obama, then Senator Obama and Michelle Obama's town of Chicago was like, hell no, we're not having this.
Hell no.
Okay, they shut Trump's rally down. They shut it down.
You couldn't come there with that bullcrap.
Okay, and unfortunately, things broke out again, but the protesters have a right to protest and assemble. They have that right, and Trump supporters turned into little minions of Trump and acted like Trump. And that's why many got their ass beat. But see, this is the whole thing. This is ridiculous. It is so sad. And now you have the Ku Klux Klan, the Aryan Nation have come out and endorsed Donald Trump. And Donald Trump would not denounce them, denounce the support. He is like, he had to think about, well, I have to go research who these people are. Man, really,
mm-hmm.
really do. You need to research who the KKK is and what David Duke stood for. I mean, all of this is just ridiculous to me. But let's do a breakdown. Currently, right now, on the Republican side, you have Trump, Cruz, Rubio, and Kasich running for president. And the delicate breakdown is this. For Republicans, someone would need to reach 1,237 delegates to win the nomination. Currently, right now, Donald Trump has 460 delegates. Cruz is his second with 370 delegates. Rubio is third with 163 delegates. And Kasich is hanging on by a thread with 63 delegates. And again, for the Republican Party, 1,237 delegates are needed to cinch the presidential nomination. On the Democratic end, we have two folks running, of course, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Currently, right now, Hillary Clinton has 1,234 delegates. Sanders has 579 delegates. And overall, Democrats need 2,383 delegates needed to win the nomination. And Hillary Clinton is doing really well with over 1,234 delegates.
Yes.
So going into the primaries tomorrow and Tuesday, it is important. Again, the states that are in the primaries tomorrow will be having primary is North Carolina, Florida, Illinois, Missouri, and Ohio. And I really hope Ohio and Florida and North Carolina will come out and do their thing and give wins to Hillary Clinton. But here's the thing, regardless of if Hillary wins or Hillary loses a certain particular primary, she still will get delegates. And she's already ahead of Bernie Sanders, so she will stay ahead. So this is looking really good for Hillary Clinton. Now, if we want to do the delegate breakdowns of how many delegates are at stake, even though they will be divided based on certain, you know, it's a certain type of criteria that they do, but for the particular states, this is the breakdown of the delegates that they have available. And Florida has 246 delegates. Illinois has 182 Democratic delegates. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Missouri has 71 delegates. North Carolina, hello, has 122 delegates. Ohio has 159 delegates. So that's how the delegate breaks down for the different states going into tomorrow's primaries. And again, we're wishing that everyone who is registered to vote will go and do what you need to do. You need to make a choice. It is imperative. And right now, I would encourage folks to vote for Hillary Clinton. That is the person that I feel would be the best candidate to run the country. President Obama has done an amazing job for the past 8 years, and I think Hillary Clinton matches what President Obama has already accomplished and will move our country forward the way that it needs to be done. However, people can vote for whomever that they want. I'm just making a suggestion. Bernie Sanders. Now, initially, I was very, I was happy about Bernie. I was happy that we had two common sense candidates for the Democratic Party when the Republicans were acting like animals. But I have to say I became very disappointed with Bernie Sanders, and that's when I stopped supporting him altogether. And that's when he aligned himself with the likes of Cornel West. If you go back, and we don't have to talk now, Cornel West has something against President Obama because he was trying so hard back in 2008 to become part of President Obama's posse, and he got mad that he was not able to be his posse or his squad. And so he and Tavis Smiley have done nothing for the past several years. They've done nothing but just bash President Obama's name, disrespected the office of the presidency, all because they thought they would get a front row seat and a key to the White House. And Bernie Sanders chose to align himself with Cornel West, and it backfired on him. And one of the things that he allowed Cornel West to help do is in South Carolina, they had a Black Lives Matter person go in and to disrupt Hillary Clinton's speech. And bringing back something years ago where they accused her of calling young Black youth super predators, I think it was, or something to that case. And actually, and it took off, and people wanted to believe this and believe that. And the fact remains, if people do their homework and they actually do their own research, and you need to do that, then you would know Hillary Clinton was not speaking, calling all Black youth violent and super predators. She was talking about violent gang members, okay, who were going out trying to bring in young Black youth into their fold, and they were killing people. They were doing just vicious, violent crimes. This is who she was referring to. And she later came out and she said after that, she said maybe her choice of words were wrong, and I don't think that they were. But be that as it may, it came out that that this girl was affiliated with Sanders and with Cornel West, and pictures came up to show that and prove that. And when you get down and dirty like that,
she was a ploy.
Yeah, when you do things like that, I don't have any respect for you. And so I lost all respect for Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders he has a really great base, especially with young voters. And that's great. Wonderful. Perhaps they're easily misled. I think, though, but if you have common sense and you know about politics and you know about things that are actually going on in the world and who you need that has the experience, then you know that Hillary Clinton is the clear choice. And I just do not think, because if I did, I would not have a problem voting for one of the Republicans. But I'm sorry, I do not think that Kasich, Rubio, Cruz, or Trump are able to run this country. They're all very divisive. Kasich maybe less so, but Cruz is just as dangerous as Trump.
and Rubio is a liar. Everyone is saying Trump, quite honestly, I don't think he's a great businessman. I think that he has gotten by with his name. He inherited wealth. He was able to gain additional wealth by not paying his corporate taxes, by filing for bankruptcy, business bankruptcy, so he would not have to pay any of his bills back, and he was able to keep money. So if you want, people want to call that a success, a successful businessman, then I think that maybe you need to learn and look at what successful means.
Well, you're speaking to me because I said that.
Yeah, but no, you say he's a great businessman.
The thing is,
it's saying that he's worth $4 billion, and some of that has even come into question. But he's had many businesses fail. Trump University is a major one. And can I just also say that one of the main things that Americans really don't like is the outsourcing of our jobs to other countries.
Which should not be.
Should not be. Mm-hmm. And Trump has the audacity. His clothing line is made, I believe, in China. Like, people, I don't understand how things are not, it's not that difficult. I mean, I love political science. I love politics. I love all of that. But it doesn't take all of that. You don't need all of that to understand common sense. And it's become a circus. They have made this particular election process a circus. And North Carolina, I implore you to go out, and Republicans in North Carolina, you need to think beyond the divisiveness that's been going on in the Republican Party and vote for a Democrat, because your people are tripping. They are tearing this country apart. So I implore you, people, vote whoever you want to vote for, though, but go out, as long as you vote, just vote.
Yeah.
That's all we can say.
All right.
So again, Illinois, Missouri, Ohio, Florida, and North Carolina. Go out tomorrow and do the damn thing. And let's hope you vote for Hillary Clinton.
Vote for whomever. Just vote.
Yeah, vote for whomever. And folks, we need anybody but Trump. And it looks like Trump could definitely eventually win the nomination. At that point, we'll have a different discussion. You know, we'll have a totally different discussion at that point. But right now, we're just trying to figure out who is going to be for each side. And hopefully it'll be Hillary Clinton for the Democrat side. We are supporting Hillary Clinton. And so people, you know, that's about it. Head over to HillaryClinton.com. Make a donation, a small amount, even if it's just a dollar. Make a donation, sign up, and just let her know that you're with her and that you're supporting her. And if you can do any type of volunteering in your area, look up and to see what type of volunteering you can do for Hillary Clinton. Okay, people? And I think that's going to be about it. Also, we want to say congratulations to UNC for winning the ACC tournament.
Peace.
So let's see what's going on. We're going to end the March Madness, see what's going on, and hope everything works out in the end, hopefully. So, people, I think that's all we need to say to today.
That's enough.
Okay, people. Okay, moving forward, a couple of things. A couple of shows, maybe new shows you should definitely be checking out. I think would be Quantico. If you haven't started watching Quantico, Sunday nights at 10 o'clock, do so. It's a great show, a new show that just started, Family. Next week will be week 3. It comes on Sundays at 9 o'clock. The Family, you can watch the first 2 episodes free on ABC.com. They're actually really great shows. Also, Full House on Netflix. Oh, my God. The reboot of Full House. Full House is a really good show.
It is.
It is. It's a great show. So head over to Netflix. They have all 13 episodes there. You will get your entire life. It's really a fun show. Watch Netflix, Fuller House. I will also encourage you to go ahead over to Amazon.com. They have the never-before-seen, it was never released to television,
Boris Karloff's The Veil, which is a horror anthology series. I love those things. Now, of course, no one did it better than Alfred Hitchcock with Alfred Hitchcock Presents. He's one of my favorites. But Boris Karloff was a great, maybe second, third place of, you know, in that genre. So head over and watch The Veil. No, Boris. I love Boris Karloff.
I love Boris Karloff.
But his show, but I have to say, I don't think the Veil episodes were as good as Alfred Hitchcock Presents episode. Alfred Hitchcock was just an amazing man, amazing master of suspense as he's known. But I do think people would like to go over. If you have a Prime membership, you can watch it free. It's about 10 episodes, I believe. So you can watch The Veil over on Amazon Instant Prime. And watch that. And there's some more shows. I can't remember the shows. But it's just so many good things. Yeah. It's so many good shows out there that you should really be checking out. And a lot of times I just have to record and go back, and then I binge watch shows and I have to catch up. I'm binge watching so many damn shows, it don't make sense.
And when L&M comes up,
Like men,
when they come up with something new, they are coming out with new shows,
yeah,
and that have been pretty good too.
Yeah, so it's just so many different things, and then so many people have reality shows. There's just so much to keep up with, but definitely tune in to the new shows. Of course, the old shows that you are watching, of course, Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder were renewed. So they're going to be coming back next season. Quite frankly, I won't be watching unless that show sort of straightens itself out a little bit. I have not watched the last 3 episodes because of what's going on. I want Fitz and Olivia back together, people.
Well, I'm still watching.
But I'm not going to be watching it. I haven't watched the last 3 episodes. But as soon as somebody tells me that Olivia and Fitz are back together, then I'll start watching again. Now, I have been watching How to Get Away with Murder. That's a great show. So I have still been watching that. But currently, Scandal, I am sort of putting that to the side for right now. But people, that's about it. I'm waiting for Scream to come back on, Scream Queens and Scream to come back. But that's just to throw something else in there other than politics for the day. Okay, people, and another thing, go out and support Terrence J's new movie, The Perfect Match, is in theaters now, and 10 Cloverfield Lane, a great movie out there, I believe by J.J. Abrams, starring John Goodman, so go out and check out those movies. Hell, even Stephen King said 10 Cloverfield Lane was the shit. Okay, people, that's about it. Everyone, have a great rest of the week. North Carolina, go out and show out some more support Hillary Clinton. That's about it.
All right, everybody, just do the same.
Okay, people.
Do what you need to do and keep on trucking. Hey.
Yes.
It is what it is.
Hello. As always, people, keep it locked here on FOS Radio. We'll be back sometime soon with a new show.
We promise.
Until then. Check our archives. We have over 100 shows archived there, and take a listen. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm going to put my mom on mute for a minute so I can say this. And to my haters, fuck you.